Also tonight, patients at death's door.
He was as close to death as anybody I'd ever seen.
Then, the power of a doctor's prayers.
If you pray for patients, the supernatural comes in.
Medical Miracles, a 19 special report.
Earlier this year, we told you about a local cardiologist who some say raised a man from the dead through prayer.
Well, now more of his patients are claiming they too were saved by the good doctor. The 19's Louis Aguirre has more. In his special assignment report tonight, we're calling it Medical Miracles.
They were all facing death.
Very seldom does anyone come back from a massive heart attack at 87 years old.
He was as close to death as anybody I'd ever seen.
I became completely septic and diseased in every way possible, and they didn't know how to stop it.
And when conventional medicine couldn't save them, they claim a doctor's prayer did.
Gives me goose pimples to think about it.
Dr. Chauncey Crandall is a West Palm Beach cardiologist who practices with medicine and faith.
If you pray for patients, the supernatural comes in.
And we pray for his healing.
And these patients recover.
His patient, Jeff Markin, believes. Markin was pronounced dead after a massive heart attack. Everyone had given up, except Dr. Crandall.
All of a sudden, these words came from my mouth.
Father God,
I cry out for this man's soul, Lord. If he does not know you as his Lord and Savior, raise him from the dead now.
Next thing you know, I woke up in my daughter's arms. Huh. I want to get the right message across that miracles do happen.
Miracles like Jeff's led Dr. Crandall to hire an in-office chaplain.
I never thought that I would be here, but it's just wonderful to see how God has placed me into these patients' lives.
Father God, we just come to you.
Jeremy McKean and Dr. Crandall work as a team, and the medical miracles, big and small, keep coming.
Since I came to work for Dr. Crandall, I have seen a miracle every day.
Arlene believes her husband Ted is one of those miracles. Ted developed a mysterious illness doctors couldn't diagnose, let alone cure.
The doctors, after about 3 days, asked me for a living will.
Instead, she called Ted's heart doctor, Dr. Crandall, who sent Jeremy to pray at Ted's bedside.
Jeremy laid his hands on him, and he prayed very, very hard. And he asked God to raise Ted.
4 days later, Ted was so much better, the doctor said he could go home.
It just proves prayer works.
18-year-old Courtney was suddenly struck with a rare disease that causes your organs to fail. She was told by doctors she probably wouldn't make it.
With this disease, mortality rate is 90%. So there's a point where you can't stop it.
Her family goes to the same church as Dr. Crandall, and they asked him to pray for her. Within days, one organ after another started working again, and eventually the disease would disappear.
Dr. Crandall prayed me through this. It was cool to watch all the miracles just from prayer.
But Dr. Crandall says it's not just patients who call him for help.
I heard the Lord speak to me, and he said, if you don't go and take care of that man, he will die.
The doctor wasn't on call at the hospital the night his heart patient Frank was admitted with chest pain, but he says God told him to go anyway, and he soon found out why.
All of a sudden, he crashed. His blood pressure went to zero. His vital signs dropped out.
Dr. Crandall believes medicine alone would not have saved his 87-year-old patient.
I was using conventional medicine, but I was crying out to the Lord, Lord, spare this man. Let him live.
Minutes later, Frank came back from a near-death experience, his heart showing no signs of trauma.
I feel good now, as you can see.
We've seen so many miracles that we can't stop. The more we believe, the more faith that we have, the more we see, and the more miraculous the miracles are becoming.
It's enough to keep Dr. Crandall and Jeremy praying for more. All they ask patients for is a little faith.
All I tell them is that you just need to have a little faith.
Well, the office does not charge patients for the chaplain service. Dr. Crandall says he pays Jeremy out of his own pocket.